taking time to relax. Welcome to this relaxation CD. It is divided into three parts. Part one is an introduction to relaxation. Part two focuses on our breathing. Part three is a relaxation exercise. Part one, an introduction to relaxation. Finding time to relax each day is important for all of us to bring more balance into our day. We each have our own ways of doing this. It may involve taking a walk, listening to music, or having a warm bath. For everyone, it will be different. Often, we look back over our day and we notice that we have been very busy and have made very little time to relax. The world that we live in today encourages us to be busy, and it takes an effort to ensure that we give time each day to relax. If you are listening to this CD, then you will have recognized the importance of relaxation. Sometimes we have the desire to be more relaxed, but this involves change. And in general, we are very slow to change, even when we know the change will be of benefit to us. So I encourage you not to give up. If you find at the end of the day that you haven't made any time to relax, don't worry. You can start again tomorrow. Earlier, I used the word balance. To bring about health on every level of our being, we need to have balance in our lives. We need to find time to rest, to exercise, to sleep, to eat a balanced diet, to work, and time for social activities. When we have balance in all these areas of our lives, then we are more at ease with ourselves. How often do you find yourself doing a number of things at one time? Perhaps you're eating your dinner, while flicking through the paper, while the radio or TV plays in the background. We are not really present to any one of these activities. We haven't really tasted our food. We haven't taken in what we are reading or what we are listening to. When we have more balance in our lives, we are more at ease, and this ease allows us to respond to the happenings of each day from a more calmer and relaxed place within. This helps to reduce anxiety and eases tension. We all carry tension in our bodies, and this tension can build up the more stress we have in our lives. When we tense our muscles, we are using up energy that we need to help us to cope with everyday events of life. Now for a moment, make a fist out of your right hand. Hold the tension really tight and feel it building up as it moves up your arm and into your shoulder. Now let your hand loosen out and notice the difference between tension and relaxation in your hand. You may feel some heat in your hand as the blood can now flow more freely. It takes a lot of energy to hold that tension. Often we are unconscious of the tension that is building up into our bodies until at some point in the day or week we notice our shoulders are sore, our neck is tight, or wherever it is that you hold tension in your body. Holding tension in our bodies can become a habit that is not helpful for us. We need to relax and to rest. Research suggests that we need to set aside 20 or 30 minutes, three times each week, to do some relaxation to allow our bodies to heal. In part three, I will lead you through a relaxation exercise. Please remember what I said earlier. We are slow to change, so don't give up. Each day is a new day to begin again and to find more relaxation in your day.